Isaiah chapter 45. Thus saith Jehovah to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-leaved doors, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee, and make the elevated places plain. I will break in pieces the brazen doors, and cut asunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasure of darkness, and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, Jehovah, who call thee by name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, mine elect, I have called thee by thy name. I surnamed thee. Thou didst not know me. I am Jehovah, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, and thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the going down that there is none beside me. I am Jehovah, and there is none else, forming the light and creating darkness, making peace and creating evil. I, Jehovah, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and with it let righteousness spring up. I, Jehovah, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker! Let a potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that formed it, What makest thou, or thy work? He hath no hands. Woe unto him that saith unto his father, What begettest thou? Or to his mother, What hast thou brought forth? Thus saith Jehovah, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, Ask me of the things to come, concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. It is I that have made the earth, and created man upon it. It is I, my hands, that have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. It is I that have raised him up in righteousness, and I will make all his ways straight. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, saith Jehovah of hosts. Thus saith Jehovah, The wealth of Egypt, and the merchandise of Ethiopia, and the Sabaeans, men of stature, shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine. They shall walk after thee. In chains shall they come over, and they shall bow down unto thee. They shall make supplication unto thee, saying, Surely God is in thee, and there is none else, no other God. Verily thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. They shall be ashamed, and also confounded, all of them. They shall go away in confusion together, the makers of idols. Israel shall be saved by Jehovah with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded unto the ages of ages. For thus saith Jehovah, who created the heavens, God himself who formed the earth and made it, he who established it. Not as a waste did he create it, he formed it to be inhabited. I am Jehovah, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, Seek me in vain. I am Jehovah, speaking righteousness, declaring things which are right. Gather yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that carry the wood of their graven image, and pray unto a God that cannot save. Declare and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath caused this to be heard from ancient time? Who hath declared it long ago? Is it not I, Jehovah? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Only in Jehovah shall one say, Have I righteousness and strength? To him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In Jehovah shall all the seed of Israel be justified, and shall glory.